1995, a young lady gave birth to twin girls. They were born very prematurely. One of the preemies was diagnosed with a severe heart problem and wasn't expected to live. The hospital's policy was to keep the babies in separate incubators. Several days passed. The one baby continued to go downhill, was very close to death. One of the nurses felt so strongly that the babies should be put in the same incubator as they had been in their mother's womb. After much hard work and persuasion, she convinced the hospital to make an exception to their policy. The babies were put in the same incubator side by side. Overnight, somehow the healthy baby managed to put her arm around her little sick sister. Much to everyone's surprise, the little sister's health started to improve. Her temperature came back to normal. Her heart stabilized. Little by little, day after day, she got better and better. Today, both of those young ladies are perfectly healthy. There's a very touching picture of the little baby with her arm around her sister. It's called the rescuing hug. We don't always see how powerful we are. God has put healing in you. Your hugs can cause people to get better. Your kind words can put people on their feet. The scripture says, a gentle tongue brings healing. A phone call, giving someone a ride, taking them out to dinner, encouraging them in their dreams. There are miracles in you waiting to happen. Some people just need to know that you believe in them. When you tell them, you're amazing, you're going to do great things, I'm praying for you, it may seem simple to you, but to that other person, it can be life-giving. It can help them blossom into all they were created to be. One time in the scripture, Moses was on top of this big hill watching a battle that was taking place. He was holding his rod up in the air. As long as he had his rod up, the Israelites were winning. But the battle went on hour after hour, and he got tired. Every time he put his hands down, the Amalekites would start to win. Finally, Moses couldn't take it any longer. He was too tired. His brother Aaron and a friend named Hur were with Moses on the mountain watching all this take place. They could have prayed, God, we need a miracle. Keep the Amalekites from defeating us. Instead, they had this attitude, we can become the miracle. They got on each side of Moses and they held his hands in the air. Because they became the miracle, the Israelites won the victory. There are people God puts in our path who need us to hold up their hands. They're not going to win by themselves. They need your encouragement. They need your rescuing hug. They need to know that you care. They're praying for a miracle. Don't miss the opportunity. Do as Aaron and Hur and become the miracle. I saw a report on the news. It was about a young lady named Megan who was a junior in high school and a star long-distance runner on the track team. At the state track finals, she had already won first place in the 1600-meter race. Next, she was competing in the 3200-meter race. As she came around the final curve, about 50 meters from the finish line, she saw the girl in front of her start to wobble. Then her knees began to buckle. The girl couldn't run in a straight line. She finally fell to the ground. What happened next made news around the world. Instead of Megan passing her by, seeing that as an opportunity to beat another runner, Megan stopped running, went over to the girl, picked her up off the ground, put her arm around her shoulders, and began to carry her toward the finish line. The people in the stands began to cheer. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. When she got to the finish line, Megan turned so her opponent could cross the line in front of her. Technically, they should have both been disqualified because you're not allowed to touch another runner. But the state made an exception and gave them both a finishing time. Megan said afterwards, helping her cross that finish line was more satisfying to me than winning the state championship. It's great to receive a miracle, but there's no greater feeling than to become a miracle. Who are you carrying? Who are you lifting up? Who are you helping to cross the finish line? Your destiny is connected to helping others. Isaiah put it this way: when you feed the hungry, when you clothe the naked, when you help those in need, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly come. If you will make it your business to become a miracle, God will make it His business to give you miracles. You will never lack His blessings and favor on your life. Friend, you are the answer to somebody's prayer. You can give a rescuing hug this week. You can help a friend cross the finish line. You are the miracle that they're believing for. When you go out each day, have this attitude: I am a miracle waiting to happen. If you will live not thinking about how you can get a miracle, but how you can become a miracle, then just as God promised, your light is going to break forth like the dawn. Your healing, your promotion, your vindication will quickly come.
This has been a Hachette audio production of The Power of I Am, written and read by Joel Osteen, produced by Cheryl Smith, post-production by John Colucci. The Power of I Am is also available in print and digital formats from Faith Words, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2015 by Joel Osteen. Audio production copyright 2015 by Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. In accordance with the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, the duplicating, uploading, and electronic sharing of any part of this audiobook, without the permission of the publisher, constitutes unlawful piracy and theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like to use material from the audiobook, other than for review purposes, prior written permission must be obtained by contacting the publisher at permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.